We are close allies with the United States of America, you're right. But we are not dependent on the United States of America for our defense capacities, and France is quite an exception in Europe for that, because we developed our own capacities through decades for our energy and for a full range of questions. It's not totally true for all the Europeans, but we are working hard in order to strengthen our strategic autonomy, and it's core for the French and the European agenda. This is why, given this specificity, and given the fact that through our overseas territories, we are part of the Indo-Pacific, because from New Caledonia, French Polynesia, Wallis and Futuna, Réunion Island, Mayotte, and other small territories, we are part of this region. We have 1 million inhabitants living in this region. We have more than 8,000 soldiers, a lot of common exercises with a lot of countries of the region, and a specific presence and specific partnerships with a lot of countries of the region. We are clearly an Indo-Pacific player. And what we can offer is precisely the fact that being part of an alliance, but having this independence, we do believe in the same values. We believe in a rule order basis, and we believe in open trade. And we believe in this liberty of sovereignty, to quote a former Australian Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull. And in such a context, I think we have quite a unique position. And we are very lucid. We are not part of this superpower. We are neither China nor the US. We don't want to depend on none of them. We want to cooperate with both as far as we can. And we can cooperate for growth and prosperity and stability for our people in the world order. And I think this is exactly the same view as a lot of countries and a lot of people of this region. So we want to play together in order to do so. How to de-risk ourselves, and how precisely to engage with ASEAN, which is clearly central, but all the Indo-Pacific members, in order to have more stability, de-risk ourselves from these big players, and work very closely together to have this third way possible.
Well, Singapore and ASEAN's view is that we want to have an open and inclusive region in Asia. We want a region that is not dominated by any single power, that does not have exclusive arrangements with any single power. We want to embrace comprehensive engagement with all parties and embrace win-win arrangements rather than zero-sum competition. That's Singapore's approach. That's also ASEAN's approach. And that's, we believe, in the collective interest of all the parties in this region. So while a lot of focus has been about US and China, in fact, there are other major powers to engage. France, as the president says, is a Pacific power. France has significant capabilities across a wide range of different areas. And we have long-standing relations with France bilaterally, but we also welcome France to do more, not just with Singapore, but also with the rest of Southeast Asia. And we are very happy that the president had a very good visit this time, not just to Singapore, but prior to this, to Vietnam, to Indonesia. And he will be the first European leader to speak at the Shangri-La Dialogue later this evening. So we welcome that enhanced engagement of Southeast Asia by France. But importantly, we also welcome enhanced engagement by Europe. And France leading the way for the rest of Europe to engage Southeast Asia and ASEAN in a more significant way, I think is an important strategic imperative for us. And we can engage across a wide range of areas on defense, on security, on the economy, on energy, on all the things that we talked about. So the bilateral initiatives that we have between Singapore and France can be a pathfinder for Europe and ASEAN to do more together as well. And by having these additional links for all the major powers to have stakes in Southeast Asia and Asia, to work together, to find win-win arrangements, we believe such a configuration makes for a stabler configuration in Asia. It will reduce the chances of conflict, and it will maximize the likelihood for continued peace and shared prosperity amongst all the parties.